Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 373. Walking for weight loss? How to Lose Weight with Walking, Seriously. Part 1 by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the authors. It's midweek already, and I haven't given you an inspirational quote yet. So here we go. Quote, "Hold yourself responsible for a higher standard than anybody else expects of you. Never excuse yourself. Never pity yourself. Be a hard master to yourself, and be lenient to everybody else." Henry Ward Beecher. Now today, I'm breaking up this post into two parts. And I do this when a post is a bit longer than our usual articles that we read here. So I'm going to read the first half today and then finish it up tomorrow. So let's jump right in, hear part one as we optimize your life. Walking for Weight Loss? How to Lose Weight with Walking, Seriously, Part 1, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Walking is one of the easiest forms of exercise to implement into your daily life, and it comes with almost zero negative effects. We'll touch on that in a second. But what if you could simply lose weight by doing nothing but adding some regular walking to your week? If it sounds too good to be true, have no worries, because walking is the most underrated form of exercise, and you're going to learn exactly why. Quickly, here are a few benefits of regular walking. It burns calories, mostly from fat. It's an easy form of exercise. It gets you outdoors. It improves recovery from hard workouts. It helps you relieve stress. And it improves mobility in the hips. How does walking help you lose weight? In short, walking burns calories. And at the end of the day, weight loss is all about burning more calories than you consume. Walking, on average, can burn around 100 calories per mile. It will be slightly more if you run, but not by much. I prefer walking over running, and we'll get to why in a bit. Your individual calorie burn will be dependent on many factors, so keep in mind the average. Now, keep in mind that walking alone is not the key to weight loss, because you can walk all day long while consuming very energy-dense foods, and you won't end up losing weight. However, walking can be an amazing addition to your weight loss plan, because while it's a very low-impact activity, the calorie burn adds up over time. In fact, it's the main type of cardio I recommend to my personal coaching clients, as well as what I recommend in my fitness programs, for two reasons. One, it encourages recovery by improving blood flow to the entire body. And two, walking is a low-intensity activity, so it doesn't cut into recovery that's required for weight training. Oftentimes, I'm met with a little bit of pushback because walking is not as intense as long jogging, sprinting, or biking. And that's kind of the point. Certain forms of cardio, such as long-distance running and sprinting, are what we call high-impact activities, meaning they can be very hard on your joints and muscles. As a result, these activities take longer to recover from than walking alone. If you've ever gone on a long run or decided to sprint up some stairs, you've probably felt sore in the days following, similar to how you might feel after a hard weight training workout. And when your main goal is weight loss, the process comes down to the following principles. 1. Maintaining a caloric deficit. 2. Being able to recover adequately from your exercise of choice. And 3. Being consistent over time. This is the big one. Why walking works for weight loss. The body has two energy systems. 1. Stored glycogen, which is reserved for intense activities like weight training, sprinting, biking, etc. And 2. Body fat, reserved for low-intensity activities, pretty much everything outside of intense exercise. Did you know that you're burning body fat right now while you sit here listening to this article? Your body is constantly burning fat for energy. The only time it's not is right after a meal and during intense exercise. Regular walking pretty much burns mostly fat, similar to how you would burn fat for energy while resting. The only difference is walking burns more energy over a given time period when compared to sitting still. When you couple regular walking with a caloric deficit, you will burn fat more quickly than dieting alone. And better yet, when you combine weight training 2 to 4 times per week with your regular walking, you turn into a fat-burning machine. And the best part is this type of weight loss plan requires no long runs, no hard sprinting routines, and almost zero risks of getting overuse injuries or joint problems from all the high impact that running on hard surfaces creates. Not only will walking help you lose weight, it can be incredibly beneficial for your overall well-being. I tend to walk around 30 to 60 minutes each day, and I have a ton of notes on my phone from all the ideas that tend to come to me while walking. As a result of my research for this article, I found some interesting health benefits that come from walking, all backed by scientific research, although we don't need studies to know that walking is good for us. Random health benefits of walking. Walking boosts creative thinking. Quote, "All truly great thoughts are conceived by walking." Nietzsche. If you've ever gone on a walk, especially a lonesome stroll, you're likely to remember having come up with great ideas, or maybe you just had a good think about something that's been weighing on you heavily. It may come as no surprise to you, it did me, but walking has been scientifically studied and shown to give a boost to creative thinking. There's an interesting body-mind connection, and it seems that we can do our best thinking when we are moving. Not even just walking, but any type of movement can be good for getting the brain going. Walking has been shown to lower blood pressure. One study showed that 30 minutes of walking lowered blood pressure in postmenopausal women. If you're not a postmenopausal woman, no worries. You're a human just like them. Walking could boost mood and energy. At California State University Long Beach, they conducted a case study giving students a pedometer to wear from the time they woke up to the time they went to bed. At the end of the day, before recording their steps, they'd fill out a self-assessment for their entire day, recording their feelings about self-esteem, happiness, overall mood, depression, energy, and tension. Over the 20-day period, the students averaged around 9,000 steps per day. When students got more steps in, they tended to record higher than normal ratings for their health, mood, energy, happiness, and self-esteem. They even felt their diet was more nutritious when they walked more. Moving more equals better mobility and function overall. At the end of the day, our bodies have evolved for consistent movement. A quick way to easily prove this to yourself is to spend an entire 24 hours in bed. Not only will you begin to get achy and restless, but you'll notice that you become stiff after too much time in one position. The same can be said for long periods of sitting or standing, and any other form of being sedentary. Our bodies were not designed by nature to sit still for very long. The more you move your body through various planes of motion, the better you maintain the full range of motion and mobility to move freely. When you restrict movement, you will eventually limit your mobility and overall function. How to make time for regular walks. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, "Walking for Weight Loss? How to Lose Weight with Walking, Seriously," by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love that JC mentioned research in his article. Oh, it makes my heart happy. Other researchers are finding that walking can almost be meditative. Kind of like JC was mentioning, when you're walking, you come up with some great ideas. And in fact, that's kind of what researchers are discovering. When you're walking, your brain kind of gets into this trance-like state. And if you harness that, you can actually turn your walk into a meditation. And there's some really fascinating research on just moving more. So moving, of course, requires calories. You burn calories every time you move. And what they found was those that twitch a lot, meaning those that fidget, those that tap their foot or always tapping their pencil, I know when you're sitting next to them in class or at the movies, they're really annoying, but what's happening is they're burning a ton of extra calories. How many calories? Well, that of course depends on the person. Your age, your gender, your current fitness level, your muscle mass, all of those things factor into how many calories you burn and whether or not your body burns fat more often than not. But what we found is those that fidget a lot can actually burn up to 2,000 more calories a day than a person that doesn't fidget. So yes, while it might be annoying sitting next to that person whose leg is constantly moving or their pencil is constantly tapping, just know they're burning a lot of calories potentially. And when you start to move large muscle groups, like you do with walking, basically you're moving your legs, you tend to burn more calories that way. But again, any and all movement can be a good thing. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.